Did you know you can earn hundreds of thousands investing in crypto? And did you know you don't have to pay capital gains tax on it? Open a Roth crypto IRA with My Digital Money now to take advantage of it. You will pay based on your contribution and nothing on capital gain. You know what's better? They will give you free $50 in credit if you fund your My Digital Money crypto IRA account with at least $1,000. No capital gains tax? Go to MyDigitalMoney.com now, MyDigitalMoney.com. Friends, big dangers are all around us these days. To survive what's coming, you need to prepare and be self-reliant. That's why I recommend getting yourself some cryptocurrency, land, some gold, but especially a proper stockpile of emergency food. It's easier than you think. Go to PrepareWithThemWeKnow.com right now, and you'll save $50 and get free shipping on a generous 4-week supply of emergency food from My Patriot Supply. They're the largest preparedness company in America. They serve millions of people who are prepared for what's coming. This food stays fresh for up to 25 years. It will be there when you need it. So do yourself a favor and go to preparewithandweknow.com. You'll save $50 and get shipping for free on a 4-week emergency food kit, which gives you breakfast, lunch, dinners, drinks, and snacks, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. When things get ugly, you'll be glad you have this food kit. Don't get caught unprepared. Go to preparewithandweknow.com.
Okay, Michelle, so the government of Jamaica have announced that there's no more a curfew and no more following of COVID protocol. So there's a lot of concerned citizens, you know, and what they are asking is what happened to COVID. They want to know if COVID catch COVID and died.
Well, happy Mother's Day to all of you out there, you wonderful mothers. We love you so much. I had to use an intro from last year in order to cut more time for the family and with my wife, an amazing mother. You guys understand. So I wanted to highlight the 2000 Mules movie, information there, some speech input from President Trump. Many times that we can be excited, actually, as the left crumbles. There's some good info there. And some more vax info as the fear tactics come out from the World Economic Forum and the WHO. Stay tuned for that. Go to preparewithandweknow.com and get your long-term emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply while you can. We don't know when more empty store shelves may hit, so now is the best time to act. My Patriot Supply is by far the number one preparedness company to rely on, with millions of satisfied customers this past year. Act quickly and save $150 on a vital 3-month emergency food kit. Again, it's in the description box below. That's preparewithandweknow.com. Get yours today.
My fellow Americans, this Sunday is one of the most important days of the year, Mother's Day. It's a special opportunity to thank all of the mothers and grandmothers in our lives. Since the earliest days of our republic, America's strength has come from the love and courage and devotion of our mothers. They helped us gain our independence. Through their grit, determination, and incredible spirit, they pioneered the West and settled the frontier. During World War II, America's mothers helped build the greatest arsenal for democracy. My mother was a great person. Her name was Mary McLeod. She came from Scotland, and she met my father when she was very young. They were married for many, many years. I learned so much from my mother. She was just incredible. Warm, loving, really smart, could be tough if she had to be, but basically she was a really nice person. So much of what I've done and so much of what I've become is because of my mother. I miss her a lot. So I say this to you as I think about my mother. Happy Mother's Day, and God bless the United States of America.
Amazing. Love to hear from President Trump, especially when he's talking about his very own mother. And he seems to have grown quite a bit and become the man that he's become because of her. And I must say that I've also grown with my mother in many ways, have taken on a lot of responsibility and personality traits from her. And many of them have definitely met into my family, my children, and they can't wait to see her again when we go to visit in the near future. We're actually looking forward to it. And so we love you, Mom. Thank you for everything that you've instilled in my life, especially the Word of God, and emulating that in so many ways. We definitely wouldn't be here without you, for sure.
Somebody came up to me the other day and they said, sir, I'd like to thank you for something. What? You never conceded. Thank God you never conceded. Isn't that true? I didn't think of it that way. Can't concede when you won. And these people that...
So it's amazing that the 2,000 mules information was passed at this rally in Pennsylvania. The fact that he reminds us he did not concede, ever, because he won. And that information continues to be pounded to everyone. The Just Out movie for President Trump, 2,000 Mules, shows conclusively that the 2020 presidential election was rigged and stolen. It is a brilliant movie that will go down as one of the most consequential of all time. See it now. That is very important for us. This happens to be the intro for 2,000 Mules.
Polls now closed in half the country, and we are getting some interesting results coming in from those battleground states.
If you're a Republican, you say, wow. If you're a Democrat, you say, uh-oh.
Do you see Donald Trump is now starting to widen his lead? President Trump now with 54% of the vote.
The president right now has the lead in the Keystone State.
We're going to have a great night, and we're going to have, much more importantly, we're going to have a great 4 years.
The 2020 election haunts the American mind.
Here's where it gets really bizarre. At Fulton County, most populous county, it is Atlanta, they just stopped counting.
Nevada, meanwhile, has stopped counting votes.
They've all stopped counting for the night.
All right, welcome back. This is CNN special live coverage, 10:31 a.m. on the East Coast. Why am I giving you the time? Well, if you managed to sleep last night, things changed. You may have gone to bed thinking this election was headed one way, and then you woke up and you saw things were different.
Also overnight, Joe Biden pulled ahead in the state of Georgia.
Joe Biden takes the lead in Pennsylvania.
Okay, we have an announcement to make.
Joe Biden has run for president 3 times, and the 3rd time has turned out to be the charm.
Yep, so that intro definitely seems to sum it up nicely. What happened that particular night, the night that we will never forget, the night that even a recent new friend of mine that I just happened to talk to and meet with said that he was not really paying attention to anything going on in this world until he wasn't feeling good one night. And he noticed 2 days after feeling better, after being down hard for a couple days, that something started happening. People started hearing about this thing called coronavirus. And he said, wait a minute, I'm feeling better. Why are they talking about all these deaths? I'm not seeing deaths everywhere. Oh, yeah. Well, that led him to start watching the news, and he realized that Fox kept saying people hated this President Trump. And he's like, why do they keep saying hate and Trump together? Like psychological operations against people. Then it came to the election. He was excited. He says, you know, I went to bed about 2 a.m. thinking, nah, he's got it locked in. I'll wake up in the morning. Everything's fine. And when he woke up, oh, no, President Trump somehow lost. He couldn't believe it. He said, wait a minute. He started asking questions and talking to his roommate and found out the roommate said, you sound like one of those QAnon people. He said, what is that? Next thing you know, he's reading the board from 17th letter, the Q board. Dives deep and finds out all the conspiracies, all the things that are going on that are actually true. Wakes him up. And he says, man, this election was stolen. And so much more happened after that, including getting zapped by the Holy Spirit. We're seeing that a lot playing out with many people. And so here's Dinesh D'Souza speaking at the rally.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. You people are crazy. What are you doing here? Go home. This is madness. Well, you're here because you cannot be stopped. We can't be stopped. And the reason we can't be stopped is because the truth is on our side. So, the Democrats and the left rigged the 2020 election. They knew it. They did it. They're the party of voter fraud. They've been doing it since the 19th century. But what happened under COVID is that the rules changed. All these drop boxes, all this mail-in ballot. And so the fraudsters realized that they could up the ante. They could magnify the fraud. They could do a whole lot more of it. And they did it. 2,000 mules. What's a mule? A mule is a paid political operative hired by a left-wing organization to deliver fraudulent and illegal votes to mail-in drop boxes. The number 2,000 is a ridiculous undercount of the number of mules. The real number is much greater. And the Democrats deployed them in all the key states, essentially to rig the election.
That'd be pretty amazing to stand in front of all those folks after releasing an amazing movie. He's doing it in the rain. Oh, yeah. How great it is to watch Dinesh D'Souza just being recognized for all of his tremendous work. He's put out great movies. If you guys haven't seen them, I recommend you go to Dinesh D'Souza's movie file and start watching them. My favorite was when I went to the theater myself years ago and watched him expose Obama for who he really is, the man from Kenya. It was a brilliant production, well written. So we're going to show you this one.
We have put together, I think,
we're going to go to the 41 minute, 20 second mark of the movie 2,000 Mules. And I wanted you to hear from this particular part of the movie, if you haven't watched it yet, something very interesting right about here.
Some ballots, finally gets that, pulls them out. Okay, now I'm set. And he'll put them in. But you also see him get sort of frustrated as he starts to leave, because guess what? At this point, they had started requiring the mules, apparently, to take pictures of the stuffing of the ballots. It appears that that's how they get paid. So they take a picture and stuff it in. They take a picture, not a selfie, but a picture of the actual ballot going in. But this guy gets frustrated. So he actually has to park his bike, get off.
So if you were there just casting your own ballot, what reason in the world would you have to come back and take a picture of the box?
Then he kneels down.
Looking later around.
Yeah. Take some pictures.
Okay, the next one.
Yeah, so let me show you dog guy. So dog guy, middle of the day, this is actually at a polling place. So the people in line are waiting to go in and vote early. They're doing it the right way. Okay, now you've got some other people gonna walk up. This lady doesn't care, but this next guy cares. He's watching the whole thing. That guy looks up, talks to him.
Got the ballots under his arm already. Now he's got the rest that he pulled out of the bag.
And he's going to get his camera ready to take the pictures as he puts them in there. If you consider the brazenness of this, right? This is the middle of the day. There's people sitting there watching you cheat. People that are doing it the right way.
But it's difficult for them to know what to do, except observe and maybe say, what's going on here? What did I just see?
They wonder, what does this all even mean? If this is happening in broad daylight and nobody is doing anything to stop it.
And so these are the kind of things, 4 million minutes of this. This was an organized effort to subvert a free and fair election. This is organized crime. You can't look at this data in its aggregate and believe anything otherwise. That's especially true when you consider that in places like Georgia, it was only decided by 10,000, 12,000 votes. And you look at 5,000 visits just from our mules, it's not a leap to say, yes, this would have made a difference.
Adding these numbers up, we have 2,000 plus mules based upon not searching these whole states. And right. Remember, we're only talking about a small number of states. We're not talking about the whole country.
We're not even talking about whole states.
We're not even talking about whole states.
Right. That's right.
And we're also talking about a gross undercount of the actual number of mules because you set a high bar. They had to go to 10 drop boxes. So if there's a mule who went to 7 drop boxes, you wouldn't catch that guy.
And they had to go to nonprofits. So they had to meet those two criteria and then go to one of the geofence drop boxes. If they met the two criteria but went to a post office box, we're not going to look at them.
One of the slogans of the Democrats through all this debate has been make every vote count. And I think we can now see in a chilling way that this is kind of what they mean. What they mean is, it doesn't matter if all kinds of illegal ballots are being dropped in, let's just count them.
Now the narrative needs to be that this is the most secure election. This is the most fabulous election we've ever had. Pay no mind to the millions of Americans that are saying something is not right. This does not make sense. Nothing to see here. Just smile and wave, boys.
I mean, wouldn't it?
Just smile and wave, boys. Nothing to see here. And so a tremendous amount of work put into this movie and to the information that's being shared. One American News happened to cover this. If you guys notice, the trending in political figures on Twitter happens to be hashtag 2000 Mules movie and also Dinesh.
It is all basically the same. You've got three key components. You've got the collectors, the people grabbing the ballots. You've got the amalgamators, or the stash houses, as we called them in the movie. And then you've got the mules, the people actually taking them the ballots from the stash house to the drop box and dropping them off en masse. And
these weren't
all
just isolated events. I believe in the film, in D'Souza's film, you talk about how this was a stolen election by increments that were systematized.
That's exactly right. We called it a thousand front war, because there were thousands of these insurgencies around the country. All of them operated a little bit differently. Some of them paid more, some of them paid less for the ballots. But it was all basically the same thing, driving toward the same goal.
And if we're to use this analogy, it's like the cartel, where the cartels paying
exactly.
The drug runners, where essentially the NGOs paying these individual people to drop off multiple ballots in these ballot boxes.
There is no question this was organized crime. It was too controlled. There was too much similarity between them all and how they did it and where the money came from. And I think in retrospect, when America has an opportunity to just take a step back and look and say, my gosh, what in the world really did happen here? Because I think everybody, or you know, most Americans, save the media and maybe the far, far left, know something happened. They don't know what, they don't know to what magnitude, but they know that something happened. And this movie goes a long way toward answering that something.
Also at providing those type of news on thepatriotlight.com. So I'm trying to show that throughout this video today, hopefully. It is called thepatriotlight.com. So you have to put the word the, T-H-E, patriotlight.com, and that's where you can get all of this. And also, we're still at andweknow.com for all of the videos and everything that's uploaded there. So great resources for you, 24 hours, 7 days a week type of news. We've got all kinds of information from Right to Print, Angie and Jamie, providing more from the merchandise side. And also, the Patriot pins are still available for many to order. Very soon, a great job there. Here's more pictures of great Patriots wearing our gear. We're also at MWeKnow.tv. That's Roku, Fire TV, and Apple TV. Folks, you can get that as an app on your phone also if you'd like. Absolutely amazing for you there.
Democrats are the party of crime, the party of chaos, and the party of death. They are, whether you hate saying it or like saying it, they're the party of death. Republicans are the party of law, order, and life. And you know what else the Republicans are? They're the party of the American dream. They really are. They're the party of the American dream, which is being taken away from you.
Interesting, right? Democrats, the party of crime, chaos, and death. You know, I was reading this ticker in the bottom here, this bottom part. I thought it was interesting because it says that the Disney executive steps down amid parental rights backlash. Huh. Interesting, because I wouldn't catch that one if it wasn't for that ticker going across from RSBN. They're doing a tremendous job out there. And so as part of all of this, the crimes that are coming out, it's all becoming clear the deep state plans Russia, Russia, Russia. Pelosi's secret visit to the Ukraine, right, recently. Democrats were pushing the narration. Russia will use the weapons of mass destruction, biological or nuclear weapons. Deep state mainstream media will push WMD's narration. Yep, it's all becoming clear. This was Democrats' plan all along to push the U.S. into war, cover up Ukraine money laundering, bioweapon labs, human trafficking networks. Russia, Russia, Russia was deep state's big plan because they knew White Hat's military were getting ready to drop the hammer. An exposure as the Democrats, rhinos, Biden, big tech run into the traps of military operations, watching everything. Everything happening has to happen. Come to the very edge of darkness. The hundreds of billions Biden is sending to Ukraine, HRC, Obama, shadow government, deep state, sinister ops to create a world war. Everything is being documented. As all this is playing out, we're watching Netflix fall apart. Netflix begins the layoffs after it's a disastrous report. They're laying off staff in the wake of downturn in subscribers, leading many to speculate that the company may have gone too far with its high percentage of woke content. You know, it's interesting because even on my family's Facebook, my wife's, I still go to that. I still post things there myself because mine was taken down. I noticed people that happen to attend churches that we used to attend with are posting how they've seen wonderful movies on Netflix lately, and I'm just shocked. I just assume that everybody knows what's going on, that they're showing men supposedly pregnant, that it's being run by demonic beings. Oh, yeah. But nope, they're still out there. Folks still need to get the word out to their friends and family that Netflix is a no-go. It should have been turned off a long time ago, especially when they showed those little girls in their terrible display of how they had them shown, those little girls, sickening. And so we see in Sacramento, California, another way of waking folks up is $9 a gallon. $9. Can you imagine? Can you imagine filling up your tank? Some of you watching this from Sacramento can imagine. Good night, just 10 gallons is $90. And then Christopher Rufo says Disney, the world's largest children's entertainment company, well, they adopted a benefits program that will subsidize out-of-state abortions for employees and support sex change operations for their minor children. Might want to get away from Disney. So all this is happening, you know, great things. Disney's panicking because Ron DeSantis, you know, he signs stuff into law, throws them into panic mode. We got another judge that, created mass liberal freak out because she said, you don't have to wear this mass stuff while you're traveling. You're, you know, crazy. And Twitter's bought out, and, you know, liberals continue to scream. And you stop abortion now, they scream even more when they know Roe versus Wade is on the verge of being struck down. Can you imagine? Can you imagine the next thing being that same-sex marriage is gone? Boom. Storm has arrived 17 shows this. Good morning, patriots. Have the criminal globalists ever felt the kind of pain that is being inflicted on them right now? Durham, laptop from hell, Trump's lawsuit, election fraud, 2,000 mules, the Supreme Court of the United States leak, just to name a few. It sure looks like the gathering storm clouds are getting darker and darker all at once. Let's pray that it starts pouring soon. Pouring soon. Remember that word, pouring. Continuing on the legal front, breaking 11th Circuit on a 3-0 decision overturns lower court ruling from yesterday, now allowing Florida's election integrity law to take immediate effect. All three judges were appointed by the former President Trump. Elections matter. The Florida law, which bans Zuckerbucks, is now back in effect. Isn't it great to see these little updates like this? Just little things, you know, just to give you a little hoorah moment. CNN poll, November midterms enthusiasm, interactive polls. Remember we saw old Schumer, old Chucky boy out there saying, don't forget, you're going to know which of the Republicans voted against Roe versus Wade. They want abortion to go away. You're going to know. And you're going to know this November during the election, right? And so he thought, oh, we're going to do really good things with this one. Well, before the Supreme Court of the United States leak, April 28th, we had a R plus 11. Republicans were at 47%, up 11 over the Democrats, 36%. Well, after the Supreme Court of the United States leak, according to the Communist News Network poll, so you know their numbers are sometimes messed up with, you know, just a little bit. May 3 through 5, the Republicans are up 13 points. Two more. They're 56 over 43. So the Republican enthusiasm advantage increased by 2 points after the Supreme Court leaked this banning of Roe versus Wade. Huh, who would ever thought? Another thing that's interesting is, you know, folks that might be on the pro-Elon side, Elon Musk, would say, this is interesting because Elon Musk plans to sack a thousand Twitter staff. They're probably worth a dollar each. Anyway, quintuple revenue, get 69 million users paying $3 a month and cut reliance on advertising income. Presentation to investors shows, Daily Mail reported. QStorm writer says, like I said, deep state rogue employees and Twitter being hunted down, major house cleaning happening. The deep state Soros connections are being cut. Huh. So if the Soros connections are being cut, then this from Eric Greitens, three big developments.
Their wall of lies comes crashing down. Three big developments. Number one, you saw the George Soros prosecution team that came after me because I was fighting for you, because I had the backs of our police officers. They were charged with seven felonies for perjury and evidence tampering. Well, you saw the corrupt FBI agent who created a false case against me. He pled guilty. Number two, today, the Soros-funded prosecutor herself, Kim Gardner, was just forced to admit to wrongdoing. And this was after she'd been found guilty of over 70 instances of perjury. And remember, it's the Missouri Supreme Court that's going to ultimately decide on her punishment. They haven't decided it yet. And number three, the Missouri Supreme Court just ruled that that Soros-funded prosecutor has to turn over all of her communications from the nasty rhinos she worked with, from George Soros himself, everything that she did in creating a false case against me. Guys, ultimately the truth prevails. We're staying strong. Thank you for your support. God bless you. Stay in the fight.
Way to go. Great update. Just more positive things for you to, you know, get out to the masses in case everybody thinks nothing's happening. Kim Gardner, hopefully she's got protection because, you know, they'll come after her if she starts talking. And so this one came out from President Trump.
Great man. And he was the doctor of Bush and Obama, younger Bush, who got us into the Middle East. He did a great job, didn't he? One of the worst presidents in our history, whether you like him or not, whether you like a Republican or not. He got us into the Middle East. He should be ashamed of himself for what he did. And he never got us out. And neither did Obama get us out. But I got you out.
Yep. Yep. And so it's a shame. He's pointing out now these rhinos. He's pointing out the Bushes, right? It was even hard for me to accept that Bush was a bad guy when I was first waking up to the truther side. I just couldn't believe that this guy would be a bad president. I was one of those. Yeah, I was. I know. Kind of embarrassing. Anyway, thepatriotlight.com, if you go there, you'll notice that we've got some stuff that I, you know, some resources. You got the 2,000 mules there. See that? Thank you, Barry. Just noticed you dropped that in there. Outstanding. You got the 9/11 Truth video tutorial series. This will expose everything on the Bushes and all the things that happened with that. The Election Integrity Network, Geoengineering Watch, Ivermectin, Plandemic Series, one of my favorites, School of Prophets, Vax Choice. You've got all of that. Now, guys, did you know we've got podcasts also? So if you go to Apple Podcasts, you'll actually see all of the podcasts that we have there. You can actually listen to them. You can push play and listen while you're driving or whatever. So I thought that was pretty cool. A lot of you probably didn't know that. And also, when you go to the daily updates, if you push on any of these news sources, you can probably go below and, you know, you can put comments. Let's see, what comments do we have? Angela Malik for this particular story about the bill that will take away your ability to grow your own food. She says, Angela Malik says, she's a member, see, the Australians had better stand up before it's too late. These globalist shills need to be tarred and feathered. And she got +8, so let's hit another plus there. Outstanding. You guys see what you can do. It's so cool. You can actually... The Russia-Ukraine crisis. Canada's prime minister has emergency power. Omicron still wreaking havoc. Just because the world is in chaos doesn't mean your finances should be. Invest in cryptocurrency with MyDigitalMoney.com. You can buy and sell cryptocurrencies in your crypto IRA to enjoy tax advantages or trade in cash. No need for multiple platforms. All your crypto investing needs in one platform. MyDigitalMoney.com also has a U.S.-based phone support. You can call MyDigitalMoney.com for help or any questions, and you will talk to a live human here in the United States. You know what's better? They will give you free $50 in credit if you fund your MyDigitalMoney crypto IRA account with at least $1,000. No capital gains tax. Go to MyDigitalMoney.com now. That's MyDigitalMoney.com. If you watch regularly, you'll know Noble Gold is one of our sponsors. They now have thousands of clients who have found the secret of gold and silver for their retirement plans here. For the month of March, with any qualified IRA above $20,000, you'll get a 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin or a 5-ounce America the Beautiful silver coin for anything over $50,000. You know what to do. Call 877-646-5347 or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Friends, big dangers are all around us these days. To survive what's coming, you need to prepare and be self-reliant. That's why I recommend getting yourself some cryptocurrency, land, some gold, but especially a proper stockpile of emergency food. It's easier than you think. Go to preparewiththemweknow.com right now and you'll save $50 and get free shipping on a generous 4-week supply of emergency food from My Patriot Supply. They're the largest preparedness company in America. They serve millions of people who are prepared for what's coming. This food stays fresh for up to 25 years. It will be there when you need it. So do yourself a favor and go to preparewithandweknow.com. You'll save $50 and get shipping for free on a 4-week emergency food kit, which gives you breakfast, lunch, dinners, drinks, and snacks, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. When things get ugly, you'll be glad you have this food kit. Don't get caught unprepared. Go to preparewithandweknow.com. Go up there to any of these news sources and you can put comments below and kind of have a little forum. So we're going to be looking at forums in the future. Some other things pretty cool as we get into discussions about better ways to get information to you. And so another thing that I thought was interesting was Marty Bolts. We are in the 50-year jubilee. It's interesting if folks tie these together. It says the first domino, 1971, abortion was made legal. This is 50 plus years later. So 50 years ago, 1971, abortion was made legal. 71, World Economic Forum was founded. And 71, President Nixon does away with gold standard. Well, 50 plus years, 2022, abortion could be overturned. The fall of the cabal, the gold will crush the dollar. Inauguration, the Eagles landed. Hello world, God wins, we win. So when it comes to Roe versus Wade, somebody put this together. You guys have probably seen this meme where, yeah, I don't know. Check it out. So you guys have probably seen that, right? I didn't know about it until my children showed me these videos where they show these guys doing this dance with the casket, and then they show you people that it did stupid things, like they're on a swing, swinging, you know, 10 feet in the air and fly through the air and crash, you know, land, whatever. Anyway, well, Virtual Shield helps keep users anonymous online. When Virtual Shield's on, internet activity is encrypted, which keeps hackers and data tracking corporations at bay. Even ISPs can't get around Virtual Shield. This way, you won't hear about your own data being sold on the news. So we use Virtual Shield to run in the background of our computer all day. If you've been looking for a way to browse the internet anonymously, you'll love Virtual Shield. So go in that description box below. Go to virtualshield.com/andweknow. Right now, they are offering 50% off to the subscribers of this channel for life. That's right, 50% off for life. Another person that might be freaking out would be old Killary. Yep, Durham wins legal battle, obtains hidden documents held by Hillary Clinton Fusion GPS. No, say it isn't so. And Dinesh D'Souza had something to say about this.
He's making, as we've been going along the way, he's making some rulings and holding off on others. This one's kind of important. It goes to the heart of what John Durham's been asking the court for, which is you, the judge, need to review all this information, these documents that the defense and company have withheld from me. The defense being Sussman, Fusion GPS, Clinton World, Clinton Campaign have withheld 1,400 documents. John Durham hasn't even seen them because they, on the other side, took it amongst themselves to say, you're not allowed to see them. But, you know, thankfully, that's not how federal court works. They can get away with that. Those shenanigans in Congress, which they did when we were running Russiagate, but not against a federal judge. And the judge, rightfully so, said, John Durham's made a pretty good case here. I, the judge, am going to look at every single one of those documents. And then I, the judge, am going to decide which ones John Durham's allowed to use. And that's all he's ever been asking for, he, John Durham. Because he's been saying the information is so critical to his case in chief. And he's also been saying, as I think the judge is now going in that direction, that there's no attorney-client privilege, there's no work product privilege, because that's what Clinton World was hiding that information behind. And that's the kicker that I don't think many Americans realize, and we've never said before on our show. John Durham has not seen the content of those documents. But they've been withheld with him probably for a good reason, because it doesn't help Sussman, it doesn't help Clinton World, it doesn't help Fusion GPS. It probably destroys the narrative they had pled in federal court, and it could show them to have committed a fraud to the court by lying to this judge.
And he won't be happy if that's what happened.
Well, listen, I don't really, I know I've appeared before scores of federal judges, Republicans, Democrats, Independents, Libertarians, what have you. I can't remember a single one of them that was happy when someone came before them as an officer of the court and lied and committed a felony. So, you know, watch out. This could get pretty heated.
This could get really heated. Watch out. I just love it when Kash Patel talks. Man, just filled with a lot of wisdom, and he's going out making his rounds. That's another guy I'd love to talk to. I wish I could get a hold of him somehow. Notice he's been on other channels. That's one guy I'd just love to become good friends with and just really ask him some great questions, see where he comes from and why he's just so knowledgeable in so many areas. Absolutely amazing. So as we pivot over now to the Vax Info, folks, this is where it gets ugly. There's a lot of good news, but there's also some things coming that they're throwing at us that makes you wonder how this is all playing out. But on a positive note, I noticed this guy, I don't know who he is, but I noticed that he's given a sermon, I believe, in a church, that it appears to be a church. And he's telling the people, you know, while he's preaching, that, you know, what the truth really is. And I found it tremendous.
Because now they are trying a financial pandemic. And your eyes are not looking at the price. You are seeing Russia and Ukraine. And you have already joined. Stop Russia. Stop Putin. Very stupid people. Just follow whatever you hear. They know exactly where they are going with this. It's not what you're thinking. Russia is being blamed. Because they know if you focus on Russia, you forget what we are doing. They blamed the virus and learned how to cage you and how to control you. virus with a chance of 0.001 to be infected. You know the chances of that happening to you, to die of COVID, according to those statistics? The same chances of you being hit by lightning on your way to work riding a motorcycle. It means it's never. Look at what is happening behind the scenes. Every time you see something taking place, look. Don't just be blind. Russia. Oh my God, these people is like it's like Hitler. I'm telling you, you are being lied to. I said you are being lied to. How are they suspending virus movement during Black Lives Matter? But church services, viruses can move. So no church services, but demonstration of Black Lives Matter, it's okay. And you never saw through their lies. Now we are free from all restrictions. As if the virus sent a memo to turn down in street, like, we will let you go now, just freedom. It's like these people are communicating with viruses. The virus said, no, just freedom. Now we have white flag.
So the God of this mind, of God of this world, has blinded their minds so they cannot see Christ. 2 Corinthians 4:4. And so it just continues to amaze me to get videos like this where we actually see somebody sharing the truth in what it seems to be a pulpit in a building where people are learning supposedly about, I think this would be about Christ. And so it really doesn't seem to me like there would be very many of these guys behind the pulpits teaching this type of stuff. I've asked before if you guys have noticed any type of changes in this area at all. Anybody preaching the truth and putting this all together. Because I've seen it. I've experienced it even in the last few days where we have folks that we know who attend church, who we've known for 10 years plus maybe. And we just got word. They were ones that were immediately when the vaccine was made available, they ran to Facebook to show everybody their how they got jabbed and how excited they were to get jabbed. Breaks your heart. It makes you wonder why they're not preaching like this behind the pulpits to warn the congregation. Why folks that attend these buildings aren't in some way having a step of faith and trusting their Creator instead of those that walk around saying, trust this thing that we put together in a bottle to save your life from something that you wouldn't even die from. Still freaks me out. Well, if you go to another country, they're asking on Communist News Network the symptoms for the new variant, right? Well, this person starts asking questions that makes the Communist News Network anchor finally keep the mouth shut.
Okay, Michelle, so the government of Jamaica have announced that there's no more a curfew and no more following of COVID protocol. So there's a lot of concerned citizens, you know, and what they are asking is what happened to COVID. They want to know if COVID catch COVID and died. And we want to know how COVID died, and we don't know. Like, we want to know what happened, what was the last words of COVID, what COVID said, what happened, who catch COVID and kill COVID, who capture COVID. Like, I don't understand, because how can we go on now and know that COVID died and we don't know what killed COVID? So we're not supposed to concern what killed COVID, supposed to come kill it too. I think we are concerned. We want to know what killed COVID so we can protect ourselves from that, because that have a powerful to kill COVID.
So she spoke really fast there. It was hard for me to understand, but basically, in a nutshell, how did COVID catch COVID and die? And this Communist News Network anchor just stares through the camera, doesn't say a word. Yeah, go ahead and try to talk after that. Could be just me. So as we go forward, the rally, another part of this whole vax system would be President Trump bringing up the Johnson & Johnson owners.
Those are some friends of mine. They wanted to say, I said, don't come tonight. Let's go another time. It's pouring. Woody Johnson, a great gentleman. You ever hear of Johnson & Johnson? He owns the place. I tell you what, this guy's got cash like nobody's got cash. Johnson & Johnson, his incredible wife, Suzanne Johnson, whose family is very, very close, and she comes from Ukraine. So she has a little bit of a hard time with it, but she's an incredible woman. Another incredible woman is Summers Farkas.
Isn't that something? So my wife brought it up to me right away and said, hey, did you see that President Trump brought up the Johnson & Johnson owners? Isn't that strange? I said, well, let's hear the words, because there's always seems to be meaning behind whatever President Trump says. He says, you know, I warned you not to come tonight because it's pouring. Now, most folks think that would be rain. I'm thinking it's pouring, like the information's pouring in. What's going on with these J&J jabs? And then he says, they got a lot of cash. Well, he knows a lot of people that have a lot of cash, but why point that out to the crowd, that they have a lot of cash? And then he mentioned something that I thought was very interesting. His wife, Johnson & Johnson, is from the Ukraine. I don't know about you, but when I heard that, based off all the information we've been putting out lately, is, man, Big Pharma's got their hands in Ukraine. Johnson & Johnson married to somebody from the Ukraine. What connections would be going on there that we had no idea would be there? I'm sure you guys will dig. I'm sure most of you will find out. But I went into comments below this Telegram post of video. It says, Payne 23 said, shining light on Big Pharma in Ukraine, literally. Joe Downing said, shining the light right on them. And they did not look happy. Many people said that they didn't appear happy, the Johnson family, because they were pointed out to the public. And I didn't hear a lot of cheering when he said their names. Did you? Did you hear any cheering like, yay, they saved our lives? It's a wonderful. Nope. I didn't hear it. So a reminder on some of these. I get all, my goodness, guys, I get so many of these. But here's another one. Young swimmer, Maria Sofia Papado, dead from a heart attack. Dead from a heart attack. At the age of 27. The age of 27. This stuff seems to happen all the time. We had, let's see, is this going to show up? Nope, it's not going to show up perfectly. So even here, you'll notice this video playing. This would be a Telegram channel right here, COVID BC Vax Reactions. And right here in the video as it's playing, and they're standing there in front of everyone, they walk over. They're handing the flowers, handing off the microphone, and boom. Gone. Just collapses. See more folks. Man drops while eating lunch. Bad things happening there. Jello legs on the basketball court. You see that? Can't walk. More and more people post things and more information of things that you wouldn't believe that I've shared with you in the past that you just can't believe. This guy, immediate reaction to Johnson & Johnson vaccine, all over his entire face and neck. It's the kind of stuff that we can find, folks. BC Interior Freedom Fighters posted that more than 100 years ago, Rudolf Steiner wrote the following. In the near future, in the future, we will eliminate the soul with medicine. Under the pretext of a healthy point of view, there will be a vaccine by which the human body will be treated as soon as possible directly at birth so that the human being cannot develop the thought of the existence of soul and spirit. To materialistic doctors, will be entrusted with the task of removing the soul of humanity. As today, people are vaccine against this disease or disease. So in the future, children will be vaccinated with a substance that can be produced precisely in such a way that people, thanks to this vaccination, will be immune to being subjected to the madness of spiritual life. He would be extremely smart, but he would not develop a conscience. And that is the true goal of some materialistic circles, Rudolf Steiner. Interesting. And as you play this forward, the Biden administration will be handing over the U.S. sovereignty to the World Health Organization on May 22nd to the 28th, 2022. Ultimate control over America's healthcare system and hence its national sovereignty will be delivered for a vote to the World Health Organization's governing legislative body, the World Health Assembly. This threat is contained in new amendments to WHO's international health regulations proposed by the Biden administration that are scheduled as provisional agenda item 16.2 at the upcoming conference. These amendments will empower WHO's Director General to declare health emergencies or crisis in any nation and to do so unilaterally and against the opposition of the target nation. If passed, the Biden administration's proposed amendments will, by their very existence and their intention, drastically compromise the independence and the sovereignty of the United States. The same threat looms over all the United Nations' 193 member nations, all of whom belong to the WHO and represent 99.44% of the world population. I got this from Todd Callender. The WHO will grab sole and ultimate authority over every nation on or about May 22nd. That's what we just showed you. The only thing we have left of America are the Americans. Same applies in every country. Please don't think anyone's coming to save us. Our salvation is up to us and God above. Part of that salvation depends on arming people with knowledge in advance of the genocidal plans so folks don't panic and can prepare. Truth for Health Foundation, truthforhealth.org, has a Marburg Ebola fact sheet with information and preparations that people can undertake to prevent the disease and panic. I don't think it's by coincidence that the CDC removed all references to existing licensed therapeutics to treat Marburg, and instead now only references yet another EUA and mRNA vaccine. Folks, Dr. Deborah Birx, Bill Gates, they're making their rounds on all the talking head shows last week and promising the next one is coming this summer. I take them at their word, and I'd welcome your help in sharing this information. Because Bill Gates published article on 22 April 2021 titled The Next Pandemic, Marburg? There have been numerous mainstream media articles highlighting an upcoming threat, Marburg, and referencing the WHO. Marburg virus is a relatively rare hemorrhagic fever, which was first described in 1967. There's only been 376 related deaths and only 16 deaths since 2005. So as this is all playing out, again, here's Bill Gates telling us that the code in the mRNA vaccines can be updated without regulators noticing.
That means we can get vaccines for things like cancer, for AIDS, for everything. Not immediately, but the dream is, yes, a lot of the funding for these mRNA companies is for cancer-related vaccines. And part of the beauty is that even if the thing you're trying to attack in the cancer, you know, only a small number of people have it, it's so easy to change the instructions in the vaccine. You don't have to build a whole new factory and verify the factory. You just type those numbers in, and hopefully the regulator sees, oh, you're just doing this small thing. Go ahead, particularly for cancer, where the outcome, if you don't treat the patient, is very poor. It's not healthy people that you're treating. And so when people look at the three mRNA companies, CureVac, Moderna, BioNTech, they each have cancer groups that, you know, they're excited about. They can also make medicines that have been expensive, protein medicines like growth factors, and they'll, you know, try to do quite a few vaccines. So yes, it's a much easier way of making the vaccine because you tell the body to make the spike protein and then have the immune system recognize it and get ready to attack it, as opposed to you actually stick the spike protein in, and you have to do it on top of something, right. And figuring out what that is, you know, is kind of hit or miss. And so the factory for mRNA is pretty generic. You know, what Pfizer, you know, they in a typical year before the pandemic made 200 million vaccines in a year. The COVID vaccine, they made 1.5 billion in the first year. And so the scale up of that manufacturing, and as they did that, their cost per unit, right. You know, it starts at like 60 and is probably, they don't like to say, but probably below $5 at this point.
Boy, just smiling. He's just full of it. And I tell you what, folks are just falling for this guy left and right. He's worshipped. Worshipped as if he's God on the earth. Shocking. Storm Rider official page says Fauci College exposes the agenda directly. Kill the people they, Fauci, CDC, NIH, been experimenting on for decades. Kill the gays, kill the IV drug users, kill the blacks, kill the military, kill the children with autism, kill the mentally ill, Dr. Judy Mikovits. The design of the vaccine activates all the placed poisoning in the water, chemtrails, foods, medication. It activates sickness in the body and attacks the immune system and breaks it down. She's powerful, Dr. Judy Mikovits is a powerful whistleblower and connects Anthony Fauci to the 1984 explosion of man-made epidemics. So there's folks exposing it. There's folks like Todd Callender working hard behind the scenes to get this information out to the masses. There's little drops from President Trump letting us know who's behind it. There's people, citizens going on CNN exposing them. There's pastors finally standing up and preaching the truth to people that are barely saying amen as he's telling them what's been going on. How many must feel guilty in that congregation for falling for it? But yeah, here we are. We have to move forward. We've got big elections coming up, and Carrie Lake shares hope for us as we get close to this.
So what's going to happen next time is I believe we're going to have a red wave, and we may not get all of the legislation that we need to pass to make our elections honest this go around. We've had a little bit of progress here and there, but when I'm governor, I know we're going to have a big red majority in the state legislature, and we're going to get some great legislation passed. We're going to drag the 2020 election out. Unlike some people who want to brush it under the rug, we're going to drag it out under the spotlight, and we are going to examine what went wrong. We'll take that forensic audit. We're going to find each and every loophole that was used to cheat and steal our vote, and we're going to fix it.
Outstanding. And that's Chanel Rion once again. And that is amazing, and that's great to have Carrie Lake on One American News sharing the truth, showing that we're going to have a red wave. We're going to push hard. We're not going to let them forget about the 2020 election. These things need to be taken care of. We need everybody to stand together as we move forward. Dan Scavino showed this quote from President Trump. We will not bend. We will not break. We will not yield. We will never give in. We will never give up. We will never, ever, ever back down. It makes me think of that one interview that I'll never forget when President Trump was running for election. They asked a citizen who was in World War II what he thought. And he was talking about how it was like a war. And he said 4 years he served overseas and they didn't get one day off because they were in war. When you're in war, you don't rest. And that's where we're at. We're not giving up. We've been fighting hard together, and you guys have been fighting, most of you, very hard. A lot of you in prayer. Real Kim Shady shared this, and I thought it was good for us as we come to a close. Patience is a word that most people don't want to hear. They'd rather have some form of immediate gratification, like a microwave dinner, click to buy, or some rushed and often regretted result. As we slowly peel the layers of this mystical onion, shedding a few tears along the way, remember, patience leads to long-lasting, quantifiable results, better long-term solutions, and far better relationships. Humanity as it currently exists is devoid of any practical means to finding a common remedy pleasing both sides of the table, as battles between good and evil fought in the past have proven to be rather extensive and lengthy. This is where patience comes into play, as nothing long-term and this widespread happens overnight. Instead of hoping for an immediate result, look at the many ways that Doing a proper ground-up rebuild of the many facets of a civilized society will benefit future generations. Again, this requires patience. Expecting results to come in the form of next-day shipping is folly. We've got into this mess because we were busy living our lives and not paying enough attention to detail. We got caught living in the moment while someone in the next room was busy uprooting the ways of many good people. Overall, we've seen great progress on this push to regain control of the future of humanity. For anyone to say we are not doing anything or we are sitting idle, I believe, would be hard-pressed to bring forth a real-world, workable solution that fixes everything at once. The only one that can do that is certainly working behind the scenes, and one thing is certain, he's patient. However, when pressed, I hear he can light up like a patriot on a moment's notice. Stay the course, good people. We are on the good side of this fight. We are destined to right this ship, and once all is said and done, it will be many a year before another rebuild is necessary.
But nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad.
Let's pray. Father in heaven, we come before you once again. Thank you so much for all that you've done for us, for the reminder that you are in control of all things, that you win in the end. We thank you for our mothers, for their sacrifice, for their many, many hours on their knees in prayer before your throne for us, for their children. We know that when there is a mention of pain at childbirth in the Garden of Eden, that that pain was not just the initial pain, but it's the pain of every day of our mothers waking up, wondering how their children are doing. No matter what age, even if you're 50, you're 60, or 70, we're still the child of our mother who lives in pain every day wondering how that child's doing. We are thankful for how you have continued to provide us with guidance. You have continued to give us the wisdom and the right words to say to our neighbors and family. You have continued to show us how to have grace and mercy and love on those who truly need it at this time. We ask for continued protection from the enemy who wants us gone. It's in Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you, folks, for your continued support, your prayers, and your kind words that have been floating in like crazy. You are tremendous. We are grateful for you going to our store and getting the products there, and for sending us the pictures that through our website showing us your merchandise. You are absolutely amazing. For now, this is LT. Happy Mother's Day. Semper Fi. With Am We Know. Signing out. Folks, don't forget, you can go to thepatriotlight.com for our 24-hour, 7-days-a-week news service and sign up for our newsletter to receive our updates on news and video releases for all. Send us your thoughts on the contact page also. Did you know you can earn hundreds of thousands investing in crypto? And did you know you don't have to pay capital gains tax on it? Open a Roth crypto IRA with My Digital Money now to take advantage of it. You will pay based on your contribution and nothing on capital gain. You know what's better? They will give you free $50 in credit if you fund your My Digital Money crypto IRA account with at least $1,000. No capital gains tax? Go to MyDigitalMoney.com now, MyDigitalMoney.com. Friends, big dangers are all around us these days. To survive what's coming, you need to prepare and be self-reliant. That's why I recommend getting yourself some cryptocurrency, land, some gold, but especially a proper stockpile of emergency food. It's easier than you think. Go to preparewiththemwenow.com right now and you'll save $50 and get free shipping on a generous 4-week supply of emergency food from My Patriot Supply. They're the largest preparedness company in America. They serve millions of people who are prepared for what's coming. This food stays fresh for up to 25 years. It will be there when you need it. So do yourself a favor and go to preparewiththemwenow.com. You'll save $50 and get shipping for free on a 4-week emergency food kit, which gives you breakfast, lunch, dinners, drinks, and snacks, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. When things get ugly, you'll be glad you have this food kit. Don't get caught unprepared. Go to preparewiththemwenow.com.